With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is refusing to testify before House lawmakers next week.
In a letter to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio, Bragg's general counsel, Leslie Dubeck, said that the district attorney has scheduling conflicts that will keep him from appearing before Congress. However, Dubeck indicated that Bragg may be open to cooperating with the committee in the future. House Republicans invited Bragg to Congress on June 13th to answer questions about his prosecution of President Trump, who was convicted on all 34 counts of falsifying business records brought by the district attorney. In the letter, Dubeck criticized the Judiciary Committee's invitation for Bragg to testify, writing that Jordan, quote, has not made clear the scope of the proposed testimony. Stephanie Farrell, a spokesperson for Chairman Jordan, said, quote, everything is on the table as to what comes next. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former president was in Vegas on Sunday.
For 3.5 years, the people of Nevada have had a front row seat to Joe Biden's evil and criminal obliteration of our southern border. It was criminal what he's done.
Also at SRNnews.com, anger at government overreach and massive illegal immigration gives conservative parties major gains in the European Union elections, dealing stunning defeats to the French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Families in Israel are celebrating the rescue of 4 hostages this weekend who were taken by terror group Hamas during its attack on the Jewish state last fall. Everman Mir, the uncle of a freed hostage, expresses his gratitude to the military.
For all the commanders, all the soldiers, all the decision makers who decided to do this operation and to bring 4 hostages, we have to remember that we have another 120 hostages more that we have to bring back home.
This is SRN News. India's election results are in. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu nationalist party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed. Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who filed a lawsuit. An appeal is possible, but for now, it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies, prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor, and take them at home. This is SRN News. Walmart's offering new perks for its hourly workers.
The perks include a new bonus plan as well as opportunities to move into skilled trade jobs within the company. Walmart is the nation's largest private employer and is seeing a decline in worker turnover. But like other companies, still faces a competitive labor market and increasing demands from its workers. The retailer's new bonus plan for eligible part-time and full-time store workers is based on a store's performance. The maximum bonus potential is also tied to years of experience. John Scott reporting.
A large chunk of a mountain pass highway in Wyoming has collapsed, severing a well-traveled commuter link between small towns in eastern Idaho and the tourist destination of Jackson. Aerial photos show the Teton Pass Road with deep cracks and a big section of the pavement is now gone. More details at srnnews.com.